we done came up. I'ma spark it off unorthodox. They don't feel the name, but they say the music dope though.
Everybody love him.
On the regular. On the regular.
Welcome, everybody, to Unorthodox 91.3 WHJE, the voice of the Carmel Greyhounds. We got some exciting stuff planned for this next show. We're going to talk about the new Weezer album that came out a little bit ago. We've been gone for a little bit, for a few weeks, so we got to catch up on some of the music we missed. But we're going to talk about Weezer, Lil Uzi, Anderson .Paak, and some other artists that made some new music, and some other music history. We got a top 10 countdown at the end of the show, so stay tuned for that. But first, before we get into the show, we're going to play Through the Fire and Flames by Dragon Force, only on 91.3 The Edge.
Alaska. Brockhampton.
I don't do what they say. It's unorthodox.
Welcome, everybody, back to Unorthodox 91.3 WHJ. My name is Matt Hostel. Alongside me is Xavier Coca.
What's up? How's it going, everybody?
We're hanging out.
Yeah, how's it going, Matt Hostel?
I'm doing great. So when I said, before we play Through the Fire and Flames, I said we're going to talk about Weezer a little bit, who, for me, one of my all-time favorite bands. I don't know about you.
You know, I have an interesting, you know, I haven't listened to a lot of Weezer recently. I know a lot of their old stuff because I know that they were really popular in the 90s and the 2000s, I think. I don't even know for sure. But, like, I mean, I do like some of their songs, but really they're just, I don't go out and listen to them. So the only songs that I know by them and like are the ones that everybody knows and likes.
Sure. Beverly Hills.
Well, actually, honestly, that song kind of gets annoying after a while.
That's fair.
To be real with you. I really like Buddy Holly. That's a good song.
Buddy Holly is a classic. I like that one. Earlier, before the show, we played Say It Ain't So. That's probably my favorite Weezer song.
It's a good song, but the thing about Weezer, and this is just me and my personal music taste, it's like I don't think I could listen to Weezer. Like, I feel like I get bored of Weezer by listening to it too much.
I could, I don't think I could sit down and really listen to a lot of Weezer at once.
Yeah, because I had a friend who was a, I marched in band with him, and he was a diehard Weezer fan.
Of course.
And, like, had a fan page and everything, and I was just thinking to myself, and I'm just thinking to myself, like, I don't know, I just don't think I could. I mean, I know everyone has that passionate band that they like so much, but for me, I just don't think that I could listen to Weezer that much. But I shouldn't be bashing Weezer because I know that they're really successful and they're making a lot more money than I am, and they just released a new album. So
yeah, so they released the Black album. So the way they do their albums, they've done their albums since Pinkerton, which was their debut one in 1998. They've like done self-named albums, but like color the album differently. So like they've had like a teal album, they've had a yellow album, most recently they had a black album, which I sat down and listened to, and frankly I wasn't a huge fan, but that's actually not the minority opinion. A lot of people have not been a big fan of Weezer for a while, actually, since they were popular with Buddy Holly and Beverly Hills and those songs, Say It Ain't So. But stay tuned here on 91.3 for Unorthodox. We'll be here until 5:30, so make sure to stick around for a little bit longer while we talk about some more music. Once again, Buddy Holly by Weezer on 91.3 The Edge. Welcome, everybody, back to Unorthodox 91.3 WHJE. You just heard What's My Age Again by Blink-182. That's one of my all-time favorites.
I mean, I love that song. It's just, it's like, you know how certain songs bring back like nostalgia.
Oh, yeah.
It's like one of those kind of songs. Like, I don't even, like, I don't know. I just, it makes me happy.
Yeah. My name is Matt Estelle.
I'm Xavier. I'm still here. Hi, everybody.
Xavier Coca is still hanging out with us. And we're going to talk a little bit about Lil Uzi Vert, who
I happen to know almost nothing about.
Yeah. Which is awesome, because then I can explain the story to you and to anyone else who doesn't know the story. So what the deal is, Lil Uzi Vert has been very successful in his career. He had, he's released, let me count, let me pull it off my phone actually. He's released at least three, I think four albums. he had Love Is Rage, and then if it'll come up, oh my gosh, I had it pulled up a second ago. There it is, Love Is Rage. Then he had Lil Uzi Vert versus the World in 2016. Then he had Love Is Rage 2 in 2017. And then 2018, he had a lockout with his record label. So the deal is, it's happened with a lot of artists before. It happened with Lil Wayne, most recently, besides Lil Uzi, where they kind of lose creative freedom to kind of put out the music that they want to when they want to. So that kind of irks some artists, and it kind of throws them off So that's what happened with the Carter Five with Lil Wayne, which was a legendary album. And then, or was it the Carter Four? I forget. I'm not a big Lil Wayne guy, but
not really either. I'm not really. I mean, I was into rap, but like rap. I mean, I mostly listen to like Eminem and 50 Cent, that kind of stuff.
Fair. So Lil Uzi Vert, like I said, he had a lockout. So he released New Paddock, which was a single that came out towards the end of 2018, and it got everyone excited for his new album that was going to come out supposedly soon after, called Eternal Atake, something like that. But then all the stuff went down with his label, right? So what happened recently was he left his old label and signed with Roc Nation, which is a legendary label. I'm going to pull it up really quick just to be sure. I don't want to like misinform.
Don't misinform the public, Matt.
Right. But Roc Nation, he signed with them recently, and then he released two songs, Sanguine Paradise and That's a Rack. Roc Nation, oh yeah, Jay-Z. I was trying to remember if it was Jay-Z or not. Jay-Z's label, he was kind of self-made. He made that up himself too, which is really cool. But Lil Uzi Vert, Sanguine Paradise and That's a Rack, he released those after his lockout, and it got everyone really excited again for Eternal Atake. Those came out, I guess, a month ago or so. But Sanguine Paradise is kind of like a triumphant, like, yeah, I'm free, you know, type of thing.
So just to clarify, because I just want to make sure I understand the facts.
Yes.
You're talking about, so a lockout basically means that, like,
so can I you made
explain
that,
that to me? So
I made that term up.
Well, yeah, I kind of figured that, like, that's not an official term, but does that basically mean that, like, he decides, like, okay, I don't like you labels, I don't like you label company, and I'm just going to release my own?
So it was more like, it got to a point where he wanted to release music, but his label wouldn't let him. So they were at the stalemate, essentially.
Okay.
And he felt like creatively he had that right to release his music whenever he wanted to.
Which I feel like he would. He
right.
should.
And that's a fair stance to have. But his record label decided that was not the deal. Generation Now was the record label he was on. They decided that's not how it should be, and that they were having conflicts. They were butting heads. So he was kind of protesting them very publicly on his social media. He actually released a song called Free Uzi. It was kind of like a freestyle over some old beat, but he it got taken down. But he released that and then signed with Roc Nation. And then he released these two new songs. So that's kind of what that means, that they were kind of at a standstill, essentially, where Lil Uzi wanted to do something and the record label said no. And he was very upset about it, and everyone was really upset about
it. But is he still with that same record label?
No, so he left them, and then he joined Roc Nation. Okay. He joined Jay-Z's record label.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess I don't really know a whole lot about Led Zeppelin's debut album and their upbringing and everything.
Yeah, I mean, I think you recognize the cover art if you saw it. It's a Led Zeppelin on fire. So I'm guessing, this is speculation, but the reason that they're up there is because they were the turning point for like rock and roll, and they kind of carved themselves in there, and that's where, you know, we kind of had this big transformation.
Yeah, but you could say that about a lot of artists during that time period.
Yeah,
though.
That's true.
All unique for different ways. Like, you could say that Ozzy Osbourne and the Black Sabbath were the ones who pioneered metal.
That's true. Yeah, you could say that. So it's all, once again, music is all speculation. It's all relative. It's
and
all
I think that's
personal
so cool.
opinion.
You can go out and make whatever you want, and, you know, one person may think it sounds like garbage, and the other person thinks it sounds like gold. And I think that's so cool that it's so diverse that way.
Oh, yeah.
It opens your ears to everything.
Absolutely. So we just counted down the top 10 debut albums of all time. It's 5:32 currently, so we're going to have to shut the show down. But
ooh.
You've been tuning in to Unorthodox on 91.3
WHJE. It's been an honor being your guest.
Yeah, thanks for coming on, Xavier Coca. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for hosting me, Matt.
Of course. Glad to be on. Matt Hostel. I was hosting this show.
He was hosting the show the entire time.
Be sure to check out our social media for the station at WHJE_radio, both on Instagram and Twitter. Once again, at WHJE_radio. Check us out there. And then also check out the show at Unorthodox WHJE. Yeah. So that is the show. Thanks for tuning in. We have Black Dog by Led Zeppelin coming up here on 91.3 The Edge.
Peace.